Hello, everyone. Welcome to Circle Radio. Today is the first day of July, and you know, it's dark here. I mean, it's exactly 10 p.m. right now. And I went outside and took some pictures of Venus, Jupiter, and the moon, because there is a full moon with Jupiter and Venus all together, and it's amazing. So if you have the time and you just want to connect, go outside and connect with this cosmic energy that is really outside. It's so great. It's so amazing to see that. Anyway, putting that aside, I hope everyone are okay, feeling good, because we have a great show to kind of like discuss on, or let's say that we have a lot to share back and forth. I believe today we'll talk about dealing with deniers as the shift happens, and there are a lot of deniers out there, and unfortunately some of them are in our own circle, and we will face it today. We will face, sometimes it is a dilemma how to deal with those who deny the truth, those who deny the facts, and learn how to put our emotions aside, or not to get emotionally involved when we deal with deniers as the shift happens. Anyway, you guys, I don't know if you visited our website, but it's there and it's really, really awesome. So if if you have the time, if you want to, and we invite you to visit our website, Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, www.sotem.org. You can check that out. You can always donate if you have the ability. And of course, you guys, if any one of you want us to talk about a specific topic during a specific show, let us know. Send us messages on Facebook or email, or even the website is a great place to send some, to send us things. Anyway, I think that I will pass the talking stick to Jim. I hope that Sue will be able to join us. I'm looking forward. Oh, she's already with us. She's with us. We'll bring her in a sec. And in the meanwhile, I'll pass the talking stick to you, Jim.
Yep. Good day. I see we have a number of people on the chat box, and a whole bunch of them on the message board again, and a few showing up on Facebook. So we're going to try to track everybody as best we can here today and get in as many comments as we can, because I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of comments today. My thought about this show, for sure, and I love Roger's comment. I just got to pause a second to throw that up. Oh, come on. There's no such thing as deniers. Yeah, exactly. And I was just looking at some posts a little while ago, too. And, boy, deniers are out in full force these days. I don't want to make this a negative show. I definitely want this to be a positive show. You know, how do we deal with some of these things? I don't want to throw the anger and the hate back at these folks who are doing it around us, whether it's a friend, a relative, someone we know, somebody online, somebody in our church, somebody in our whatever, our spiritual group, whatever we walk in. No, that's not the point. How do we move ahead? We're not going to convince these people, the ones who are dyed-in-the-wool deniers. And we can talk about some of the reasons, and we will. But the ones who are really heavily into denial, we're not going to convince them to change their mind. So how can we move ahead? How can we possibly find common ground and get people to agree, okay, here's how we have to move, and stay away from these polarizing arguments as best we can? Now, we can't always, No, we're all seeing what's going on right now, all over the place. I saw today when I got up, I'm quite sad, that in the past, I don't know, 9 or 10 days, I didn't pay total attention. 8 black churches have been burned in the South. So I did a little digging before I even said that to make sure I know what I'm talking about. And it turns out so far 3 of them are arson, 3 of them may be lightning or other causes, and 2 of them are still under investigation. But whatever, if it's only one, and this is over just one little piece that came out of the horrific shootings a couple weeks ago, the 8 or 9 people who were shot dead in their church group out of hatred. And that one little piece is a flag that is the symbol of many things, but it most definitely is a symbol of hatred, slavery, oppression, persecution, all kinds of things. And so I'm watching people, you know, trying to say, well, then we have to end every symbol at once that has hate behind it. And, of course, that's not going to happen. And that's one thing deniers do. So one way to start getting around that, just put this in our pipe as we move along here, is start agreeing with some of those things. Yeah, you're right. We do have to get rid of all these things. So how do we do that together? And here's a good first one, folks, talking to these folks. Here's a flag that is viewed by many as something that is hate-filled, something that has persecuted them or their people for a long, long time. So let's start with that one, and let's start working on all of them together. That makes it a little bit harder to deny or to say that, well, there's so much of this out there, why focus on me or my group? So let's look for some of these solutions today if we can. And with that, I will turn it over to Sue.
Hi, everyone. It's beautiful day here. Well, it's a little cloudy and it's warm. This will be a good talk because it really is. There's so many people out there that really deny so many, many things. And I think, personally, that they have been programmed. And they are so ingrained in their thoughts and their ways and how they perceive their world around them that they can't look outside of themselves or look around and truly see what's really happening around them. So they get caught up in this chain, I guess you could say, of how they handle things. They'll go so far, and then that's it. That's their belief, and that you're just not going to change it. I do know that, you know, from the workshops I used to do with teaching folks about wolves and things, that, you know, facts really, really having a lot of the truth about a subject. Things that people may not have ever even thought of before can help change someone's attitude and someone's mind. And it can happen, but, you know, in this day and age with so much going on and so many of us living from day to day and just trying to do the best we can, it's harder. But there are so many things that need to be changed, and all we can do together as a circle is just work on ourselves, do what we can, get information out there, and keep moving forward, talking stick in the middle.
Mm. I like that. I think there's a lot of truth in what you guys said. I think that it is, rather people will keep denying what is happening. We need to understand that denial won't stop the change. It's not up to us. It's not up to them. There is a change. It exists. It's up there. It's everywhere. It's within us. It's in nature. It is in financial systems or any kind of human system that was built, and it is happening. Now, we can spend our time on trying to convince people, you know, the opposite of what they tried to convince us, or we can invest our energy and time on do what we need to do and work with those who are willing to, because we don't need to feel any anger or hatred or try to justify our words just because we, you know, just because we believe that they're incorrect or very, very wrong or whatever you want to call it, and they think on us the same thing. Now, keep arguing with those people or keep arguing with each other won't solve anything, and changes will continue to happen. It's kind of like to show a blind person, oh, look, there's a green tree, a red tree or something like that. You can't really prove a blind person that what you see is what it is. Now, I used to have a lot of time that I spent on arguing with people online about many different things. It doesn't really matter, but I used to do it, and it became kind of like an obsession for me because I always tried to prove myself right. And in some point, I realized instead of speaking in the name of the changes or whatever I believe it is right, I spoke, you know, and spoke to justify myself, and I centered myself instead of working on the cause. This is part of not turning myself into a very dark place or go into a very dark place, but go to a very light place and empower my own energy. And you know, whatever people will think, they might continue to deny until a specific point. Now, we have to understand another critical thing. The deniers deny not because they always believe in what they say or they're 100% sure of what they say, but because they're unsure and because they are afraid and because they want to be right, and sometimes they don't have a high self-esteem. And that's okay. We don't need to, you know, to kind of like tell them, no, you're wrong and stuff like that and fight with them on this. It's okay not to agree on everything, but I do think that we need to respect each other and not go into drastic measures or a very, you know, very dark places like burning churches or cutting heads like ISIS do. There are some great comments I will read too, and then I'll pass the talking stick. From Running Elk group, or maybe it is Running Elk. Oh, it is Running Elk, I believe. Running Elk said, there are so many things of hate around the world. My people see it all the time. Jim showed a flag this week we saw. Does not mean we do not remove South flag now. We must. Then keep working on more. Must groups die for a change? No. I don't have much to add to that, but definitely not. Why groups need to die for change? Why does anyone need to die for change? Or at least no change is about death all the time. Well, let's just say, I'll correct myself. There are changes that are not about death. They don't involve death. There's no need to bring death in those kind of changes that do not involve death. And from Jonathan, many people here think Aboriginal people are not worth anything. And I remember he said that last time, I believe. Said that makes me embarrassed. We seem to always need to have someone less than us. You know, that's a great point, Jonathan, and I totally agree with you. I think that there's something in our minds, in our mentality, to always say, we're on a competition. We need to be better. So how do we know that we're better if we're around better people than us? We need to be around people that are less than us. And that is is a critical point, and thank you so much, Jonathan, for bringing that up, because it's something that I never saw anyone ever say that. So great, great, great thing. Thank you. And back to you, Jim.
Yeah, these are some good comments. And, of course, we're talking about human nature. And that's what a lot of this denial comes out of as well. Running out yet to yours first, absolutely, there is hate all over the world. And Native American people have seen it a lot. The flag he's talking about was, I shared what someone sent me. It was a flag of a little town, I believe, somewhere in New York State, with a white settler strangling a Native person in Native regalia, so you knew they were Native. And there's plenty of them out there like that. Someone else showed something. It was a mural on a wall of some white people hanging a Native person. This is all pure, pure hate. This has no historic element at all, as a lot of folks are trying to say around this Confederate flag, and that I'm sure is what Running Elk means, the South flag. And it is the South flag, and that's a good way to put it, actually. Those are the people in the South who went down that road, who it has been determined through history was not a good road. No one disrespects what the individuals did there in fighting for their homes and their beliefs, even if they were wrong. But you can disrespect or get rid of the overall cause of that. And that's really what a lot of this is about, for sure. Jonathan, yes, absolutely right. And that is, since the beginning of time, that's been the way. People want to have someone less than them. A lot of people have been yelling and screaming on the Internet this week. This is a great week for this show because so much is happening and changing. And they're yelling and screaming about, here in this country at least, how all the fingers are pointing at the right-wing conservatives. Why not point at the other groups? In other parts of the world, in Sharon's part of the world, everyone's pointing at ISIS. Well, why not point at the other groups? Wherever you are in the world, we tend to pick out the groups that are the ones that are wrong or bad and those in some of those groups, like these ones with the flag of the South, are pushing back. Well, they're pushing back for the wrong reasons, in my opinion. Put the flag away. Put it in a history place where it belongs and end that piece of it. But we're not only had that this week, we've had the decisions on gay marriage, and people are yelling and screaming about that. They're quoting God. I love seeing how many people know personally the Word of God. Apparently, God comes and talks in their ear. And you know what? I don't disrespect that we talk to God. I talk to my God all the time. But when we start using that to spread more hate and more dissension, we're perverting what we're meant to do. And this is not about, in this country, it's not about conservative right-wing folks versus liberal left-wing folks. Even though, yes, a lot of the people involved are in that conservative right-wing branch. That's a statement of fact. There's also people on the left that hate. There's people in the middle that hate. This is about love and peace versus hate and anger. This is actually about spiritual and non-spiritual when you come down to the spiritual road. If you're truly spiritual and truly walking the spiritual road, you can't go into all these hate things. You truly can't, because it throws you right off the road. I was working with Rod in one of our groups the other day, Rod Figel, who's part of our group, and that's what he was talking about, walking down the center of the good red road or the center of the spiritual road. Now, you're going to veer to the sides a little bit at times, but if you follow the roads of hate and anger, you're off the road totally. And so you're not spiritual. Where the people who are using religion as a banner to go against these things, a lot of folks using religion against the gay marriage proclamation that passed, and people who profess to be highly religious and religious leaders, politicians who their religion is so important to them, are saying they're not even going to obey the law because, after all, it's wrong. They know what God had in mind. These are all those negative things. Now, how do we deal with these? How do we move ahead out of these? We're not going to change it, as all three of us have been saying, and some of you are saying on the chat board as well. We're not going to change their minds, certainly not overnight. Those that hate have built this up over time, and they've learned it. I don't think we come into this world hating. We learn it by those people and things around us. So while we slowly work on that, how can we come together now to move ahead? One thing is find common causes, find things where we can come together. But even there, you're going to find there's a certain element that just can't move ahead. Climate change is one good example. If we look around the weather around us every day and every month and every year, we see huge changes. We see our air getting dirty and our water getting dirty and so on. You would think that's when we can come together. And in some ways we are. Opinions have changed rapidly. The opinions on gay marriage has changed dramatically from less than 30% just 8 years ago supporting gay marriage to 67% now. What is it? What has made those changes? What has allowed people to start to come together? Remembering, as always, that, yeah, some of the lunatic fringe are going to be there. Now, maybe that's not a good word to use, but that is a word that they use. So let's just say fringe and remove the lunatic part of it. Because this is more about fear than anything else. Denial is because if you accept something, you're going to have to change something in your in yourself, in your way, in your beliefs that you really don't want to, because people don't like change, mostly. So I've talked a lot. Let's put it over to Sue.
You know, as everyone's been talking here, I guess today, in fact, I think the Clear Air Act was vetoed down, put down again. And, I mean, that's just a small part of what's happening here, you know, and I truly feel that it's just, it's all involves money, you know, it involves, there's so many people and with so much power that it just, they're controlling or trying to control everything that they can. And I wanted to mention also I didn't get the name for whoever was talking about people who tend to gather people that are, I guess, of a lower education than them to try to sway them in whatever direction they need to go. I mean, when you look around you, the higher educated people are more apt to actually understand more of what's going on around them and be more apt to see and be able to act and do more for what's going on in our world. And I also wanted to just mention too that Sharon, when we were talking about, you know, somebody doesn't really need to die in order to make change, you know, when you think about it, when we talk about our spiritual and our own personal growth, you know, in order for us to change ourselves, there has to be a death, not a physical death, but a death of some past, something that we need to change within ourselves. So in a way, with what's happening around the world, in order for people to really wake up and see things, there almost has to be some kind of catastrophe or disaster or something horrible before people really start waking up and realizing what's going on and start working towards making a change. And it's unfortunate that happens, but it seems to be human nature. So really the death of anything has to happen, either spiritually within ourselves, for us to let go of something that may be keeping us behind, or the death of a group or anyone who really needs, you know, what really needs to happen in order for change to happen. Pass the talking stick.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I like what people write here because there are amazing comments here. Janie said earlier, arguing with those whose mindset is difficult or maybe even impossible to change drain us of the energy we need to make the change, the changes needed. And from Lauren from Running Elk's group, I like what it said, bring together, not fight, the ones who have the hate. You know, once you fight fire with fire, you just create more fire. And I don't think that there is a need to fight, actually. I've learned some of the Chinese medicine, the spiritual Chinese medicine, and one of the things that it was said there was that when your enemy, it's not really a person, when your enemy fights more, try to fight less, because then the enemy will defeat himself or herself. When it comes to the enemy, it's not about the person. That's what I didn't realize at first, but then I realized it's not the person. It's not people that's supposed to be our enemies, because we're one. We're not supposed to be enemies to each other, but our so-called enemies supposed to be hate, ego, anger, fear, dishonesty, manipulation, those sorts of things. Those are the real enemies. Those are the ones that we need to solve. Those are the things that we need to bring the light towards them. And you're right, Jim. I don't think anyone really, you know, I don't think that I was born with anger or fear or something like that. And no one does. So I think that we kind of like gained that, or more like accepted it for some reason, because there are a lot of folks out there. There are a lot of people out there, and each person has its own opinion. And instead of talking about it, and more importantly, with respect towards each other, we fight and we try to prove ourselves right. I'll give an example. People ask me many, many times, do I like, just because I'm from Israel and I'm an Israeli person, do I hate the Palestinians? Am I always going to be on the side of Israel? And I always said, you know, the Palestinians are not our enemies. Terrorism is. Fear is, hatred is. Those are qualities. Those are situations. Those are mentalities. They're not people. That's why I always said, no, I don't have any issues with the Palestinians. I don't have issues with Syria or Lebanon or Iran. I do have an issue with people who use fear of someone else, of other people, on more people. And that's the biggest issue that I have when I see ISIS, or I see the racism in some parts of the U.S., or people got killed over money or diamonds in Africa or something like that. It's really everywhere, but we need to stop being together, because we talked about how we need to be together to deal with, you know, those who deny. The simple answer would be not to put our energy or our interest into the deniers, not to try to convince them in something that they don't believe, or they don't see, or they don't feel. Allow them to do whatever, you know, whatever they want, until a certain point. Of course, we don't want anyone to get hurt. But that's the simple answer. Is it hard to do? Sure it does. But that's part of, you know, if it was really easy to do, then probably we would be in a different situation, and I don't know if better or worse, but things, we need to deal with things for some reason, for many, I think more than one reason. It's part of our purpose, and that's what we do. There are a lot out there that will kill in the name of God, whichever God that is, depends on the religion. And that's really, that's very scary. It's a scary situation to see, that, or at least in my end anyway. Cognitive sick is in the middle.
So lots of things going on here. So I'll read a couple of these just to get the sense, because there's more than a couple going up. There's a lot of things going up on the message board. And Running Elk's been typing more. I'll get some of yours over again in a little bit in your group. Here was Lewis on the message board, who once again said this, posted this, and then was gone. What a bunch of shit. The Confederate flag. Whoops. And I typed one of my own things in the middle as I was typing over. Confederate flag I have flew for my whole life of 55 years. I love it in my country. My country is the South. Not all liberalists trying to kill God and his peoples with devil work. Ooh, so why even say too much? And then Francis, you hate us because we know the Bible God gave us. You are the spawn of the devil. God will make this all right, and you will all die. Yeah. Okay. So this is the kind of stuff that goes on. This is the kind of stuff that gets us nowhere. Roger's been saying here for a little bit, you know, he sees people with money behind a lot of this too. And yes, of course, I totally agree with that. We've got just a very small number of people now basically controlling the entire planet. However, when they push just a little bit, it doesn't take much for these people in extreme fear to lash out in hate. And so it's a combination of things for sure. Now, one of the things, and here it was in this thing that Francis wrote, God will make this all right. You know, I'm hearing so many folks, religious folks, spiritual folks, atheists, all kinds of people, are commenting like, well, all we have to do is pray and it'll all be good. God will make everything good. Or we have to get out there and act. I mean, we've got to break some heads. We've got to kick some butts and everything will change. Or we got to come together and share energy and everything will change. Or we have to work on ourselves. We have to heal our own mind, body, and spirit. And then the world, because then our spirits will change. We'll be in a lighter place. And therefore, the whole planet will change. The reality is that none of those individually is effective. Actually, Sharon and I posted something as Evil Wolf the other day on this. We really have to be doing all these aspects at once. Yes, we have to work on ourselves to heal our own minds and bodies so that our spirit can grow and get out of that hate that we've been stuck in most of human existence. At the same time, yeah, we need to be doing prayers individually and collectively. Put it out there in the universe. The universe listens. God listens, whatever term you want to use. And yes, we have to take some real action. Now, we don't want to take action in hate or anger. All that does is continue the same process. We've covered this in plenty of other shows. But we do need to take action. When we start doing all of these together, then things change. Then we deal with things like climate change. Then we deal with things like the hate against various populations around the world. You can pretty much list almost all the populations around the world somebody hates. Some other population hates. We can do things about education. We can do things about guns killing so many, a huge disgrace in our country here. So for those who want to, you know, throw this kind of stuff up here, and that's pure denial stuff, go ahead. But, and I see that the Francis, who also did it, is also gone. And again, I find this so often, and that's why you can't really fight with this. You don't get anywhere. Let's start looking for, once again, how do we come together on these things? What can we agree on? Can we agree things are not as good as we want them to be? I think most people can. So then we start digging into, okay, well, then what do we do about that? And how do we get someone to, can we get someone to change their mind? Only if they want to change it. And Sharon was talking about that, and so was Sue earlier. Put the things up there. Hold the mirror up. I've been doing a lot of holding the mirror up lately. Let them see it. If they wish to change and they're ready, they will. And if they don't, they're not going to. So work with the ones who have changed. There is enough of us now to do that kind of work. Stick over to Sue.
Yeah. You know, we can't change anyone. They have to want to change, just as Jim said. I mean, it's, and that goes with everything in our life. You know, someone else's bad habits, you know, we can't change people. So we really need to work, you know, with ourselves, do what we can, collectively connect with others of like minds who really want to see change, and just let that, I mean, it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. Everyone coming together, it's all of us coming together, you know, in this circle around the world we've created of minds and, you know, spirits wanting to see and have a better life, especially for, you know, the generations to come. I mean, we're doing all that we can. Is there more to do? Yes. And collectively we can. And it's the mindset. It's how we think. It's how we share what we think to others. It's allowing ourselves to learn more, you know, educate ourselves more, pass that information on to others. And people can and do change. But, you know, everybody changes at their own speed and at their own rate. And I'm just, you know, hoping with this world we have that there's plenty of time to do that. But, you know, who knows? And it's just, you know, this Earth Mother is just amazing with everything that she has to offer. And, you know, all of us can and work towards creating what we can for her. Talking stick in the middle.
Yeah. Yep. And the interesting part is that, you know, this show is about dealing with the deniers, those who deny the shift, the changes. And here they are popping up. I mean, I don't think there is a greater invitation other than that. I mean, really, people just, it's interesting. So, yeah, I think, you know, if it was me, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, I would probably fight those who said that, like Francis here, you hate us because we know the Bible God gave us, and God will make it all right, and you all will die. Now, those who carry the hate are simply those who carry the hate. I guess they're good with that. Not sure why, but, you know, it's up to them. I'm not here to judge them. They simply are full of hate. That's what I see them. And it's not judgment at all. But, it's, you know, I just wrote here, it's funny that we, the humankind, are those who make the mess. And then we say God will clean it or God will make it right. What in the world is our problem with cleaning the mess we made? Don't know. But, you know, it's totally true. I mean, we make a lot of mess. We create a lot of wars and conflict. And, yeah, you know, it's easy to say, okay, I'll shake myself from responsibility, and I will say, you know, we're not so much powerful, so we will make God, you know, God will fix it. It'll be okay. Where is the relationship with God when we say God will fix it? I mean, I'm not sure where the religion part is in, like, equation. I have no idea. But definitely it's not helpful to you know, to say something like that or to really believe in that. But who am I to say, you know, to tell people what to believe in or what should they say? But, you know, that's okay. We're a lot of people in the world. Of course, there will be a lot of different opinions and ideas, and everyone would say, I think that I'm correct, or I think that I'm right, and so on and so on. But to make things, you know, those arguments, those disagreements, hateful events, I'm not sure, you know, why. I mean, there is really, when you think about it, when you look at things from a different perspective, from a high perspective, you won't be able to find a reason why. So we disagree with each other. Okay, why hurting other people? Why are we a threat to each other? When we became a threat to each other? That's what I don't understand. I don't think that I will ever understand. But it is the way it is. I'm not here to change people. I'm here to be a part of a change that is happening. It's like the eagle. The eagle doesn't always use its wings to, you know, carry itself up and stay up. But the eagle uses the wind to carry the whole structure of it. And so we need to use the change that is happening and not to try to translate the change all the time, although we need to do it. We need to kind of like explain what we do here, what is it that we do. But yeah, I mean, we need to use whatever it is in front of us. I see that from Roger, God gave us intelligence combined with hard wisdom to know how to identify a problem determinal to the survival of all on this planet. We must use this to adjust our thinking and correct the problem. Unfortunately, the Bible has been updated many times to adjust, and it goes to a conversation that people have here. Update many times to adjust for the political leanings of the day. Again, it's often used to as a control tool, and it's really fascinating when people use the Bible or different elements, not just the Bible, to kind of like to make things comfortable for their own interests. That is what happens. You can hate me for saying that, or not, whatever, but it is the way it is. Talking Sick is your stream.
Okay. So, yeah, this is interesting. We're getting things on all sides here. One of the things we do with people who are in real denial, again, is just hold the mirror up, cite the facts, show some of the things that are going on. But if you get into a real argument and debate, you're not going to get anywhere. So even if it's close family members, sometimes you have to move away from them. Or friends, you have to move away from them because they haven't seen this yet. And we've talked about this on other shows, too. It is part of the spiritual journey all too often. And that's the way it is. Eventually, they might. One good way of doing it that a couple people have said on the different groups lately in response to the blog that Sharon and I did is, don't say much of anything. Smile and say, yeah, well, I don't see it that way. But don't say how you do see it. Just keep saying that. And you can get people very frustrated. Now, you may get a big blowback reaction, but eventually they'll move on. So that's one way. It's not the way that I use most often, but it is one way that people say is quite effective. You can cite facts. until the cows come in, as the old expression goes, that's not going to actually win the day for those who are deeply in denial. It doesn't happen that way. You can show, okay, go back to climate change. There's an easy one. You know, 97 to 98% of all the scientists on the planet now agree that there is climate change, and a large proportion of them, the exact number hasn't, they haven't really come up with, say that it is caused at least in part by human actions. And yet you still have those, you know, who don't want to go there. Now, a big part of this one, I believe, is exactly what Roger was saying. There's people making huge fortunes and doing that by raping the earth and destroying it for the rest of us who want to live here. So there's a problem. However, as I said earlier on, we've gone from the low 30s to 67% of the people who see this now as a big issue. They don't see it as the biggest issue, which it really is, because, again, they'd have to make some changes in their entire life, in their beliefs, and they're going to do that slowly. But they are seeing it as an issue. Gun control. It's now a tiny minority here in the United States who are lobbying for no gun control. Leave our dang guns alone. I think you wrapped those guns in the Confederate flag, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, not really. Two separate issues. But it's a very small minority, but they are funded and powered by tons of money. And so while a huge majority of the population do want to see sane gun restrictions, not going out, you know, all this nonsense, all these foolish theories that are out there, no one's going out and confiscate all the guns in the world. I wish it was possible, but it's not possible and probably never will be, at least not until we evolve much more. But some sane controls. The United States is the worst country in the world, I believe, for deaths from guns. And yet, we would have to make changes. And so those are choices. Here was one more negative one I'll read. I'm not going to post any more negative ones. So those of you either here on chat or over on message who want to rant and rave, feel free to do so, but I won't copy any more over. I only did it so we can see what we're dealing with here. Men marrying men and such, how can you say this? Okay, God said a man and a woman never accept any of this. That is why she's angry. Ignoring God so a few unnatural is crazy. I won't even comment on that, but that's the kind of, this is that kind of, you know, how do you fight with that? And why bother? Should lead somebody, it was Janie earlier, lead by example. Lead by example. There's the good way. Leading by example. And then Janie said, men are told to fear God, that he's an angry God. And I don't understand this. And I keep cutting off sometimes. Sorry about that, Roger. Let me move up to Sue.
I guess you passed it to me. It kind of broke up there for a minute. You know, I was just thinking about all this, you know, with everything that's going on, especially with the same-sex marriages and stuff. If we all truly understood how we are one with everything around us, why would there be any to everything? We're all one spirit. There are no different hexes or anything like that. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Talking stick in the middle.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just thinking, how great is it that that animals don't have political issues? I'm just saying that. You know, I see what Lonnie wrote here about men marrying men and such, and how can we say this is okay? God said a man and a woman. You know, you don't need to accept that. But what happens, Lonnie, if your son or your daughter will be gay, or grandson, or granddaughter. What, you won't accept them? That's who they are. They are happy. Why does it matter if that's a man or a woman? Understand that. You said that God said a man and a woman. I'm sorry. I don't remember, and I would remember it pretty well if God would say that or wrote it on the Bible or the Torah. No, there is no such phrase that God said there has to be a man and a woman to come together. I think that, you know, we see a lot of same-sex relationship in the animal kingdom as well. It's not totally common, but it is out there. So it is us who see, instead of seeing love, people love each other, we see genders. We see sexual relationship and that's supposed to be from different genders, instead of seeing emotions, instead of being supportive. And again, Lonnie, you don't have to answer that. I respect what you're saying. You think this is why so many are angry, ignoring God, so few people can marry unnatural is crazy. But, you know, Lonnie, what if it was your son or daughter? What would happen then? You would tell your son or your daughter, get the hell away from me. I don't love you. I can't love you. I can't accept you for who you are. That's up to you to work with. But I think, you know, just asking that question says everything. I see Nell said, why not just live and let live to each? People, you know, some people say that for years. Why not? Why do we need to interfere in everything that we think we have an opinion so we have a control? Just because we have an opinion doesn't mean that we have a control over something or someone. Let's be. Roningel said, we're all one, and this cannot change. We're all bonds. We're all connected. Whether we like it or not, this is who we are. This is our mutual history and our mutual future. But, you know, but denying or hating or being angry at situations won't lead us anywhere but to more hate, to more anger, to more diseases, more conflict, more people die. What's the deal? And again, from Running Elk, then past the talking stick. Running Elk said, and how is the time? I'm sorry, and now is the time to become as one. Mitakrio Yasin, we're all one energy as we move to the future. Talking stick is yours, Jim.
Okay, let's try again and see if this works. Good comments all. Yes, we are all one, Mitakriyase. Actually, I think we're going to do a show Sunday, Sharon and I, on being one but also being different. So join us then if you want. We'll follow up on that. I think that's what we're doing anyway. So, yes, we are all one. And the problem is we've never seen ourselves that way. And so the situation does worsen because of that. But once again, I'm seeing all the positive things. We don't want to just keep jumping on negative things, folks. And we had to do some of it today because we had some people here who were in the darkness. Not judging them, but obviously from the words they were sharing. They were definitely in the dark. They're definitely in fear, hate. And of course, they don't see it that way, as someone said earlier. It might have been Janie. And that's part of the issue. But I'm seeing changes, and I'm seeing a lot of them. I think if we go ahead and do all those things that we mentioned earlier, do prayers, do things in the light, work on our own healing, work on ourselves, work on our own groups, and then take some physical action. If we're doing them all, the changes will happen. They're already starting to happen. And Nell's saying, in the Catholic Bible, it says, go forth and propagate. That is what I was taught, but I don't live that way because I don't live by the Bible. And she says propagate, she means have babies. Yeah, and remember these things. Number one, and, you know, I've said this before, and I write it all the time, too, and it's my contention. The Bible was not written by God. The Bible was written by men, and it's been manipulated. That's the only word I can use many, many times. Go back to the actual teachings of some of the prophets if you want to hear some things. So, yeah, I mean, in the Bible, they say go forth and propagate. Well, that's because there weren't a lot of people on the planet at that time, and it was a risky business. The human race was... it wasn't sure we were going to make it because we don't have the strength of many of the animals. It was only our brains, they say, that got us through. Interestingly enough now, and very ironic, it's now our brains that have us in trouble because we're not listening to our hearts. And so those times have changed, absolutely right. And even in some of these places, we're seeing the change. So as Nell brought it up, there's a good one, the Catholic Bible. And I'm not sure if... Do different religions have different Bibles? Maybe they do. You see, I'm just not up on that stuff. But even there, even the Catholic religion, and we've said this in other shows as well, but it bears repeating, which is one of the big control mechanisms on the planet. Even there, the head of that Catholic Church is now standing up and saying, okay, we got to change some of these things. We got to worry about the environment. Got to worry about guns. We got to worry about too much money being in a few places. The last one's a little ironic because a lot of that money sits in their basements. But that's, you know, that's change is slow. We see it other places as well. And so I'm looking at the changes and looking at those things we can do. And yes, realizing that it's going to be hard with some family members and some friends. Who want to just keep quiet, want to stay, but they want to keep the status quo. They want things to remain like the person who, or the people who were commenting earlier, the person who commented on the Confederate flag being his flag, his country. Come on, put it away. It's over. There's only one flag in one country now, and that's humanity. And we've waited for this a long, 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 long time. So let's take advantage of it. And I'm going to finish the show when we're done with it with a little bit of a song which came to me earlier today, which speaks the sentiment around this. And once again, came in a while ago, and it wasn't quite time yet. Now's the time. Let's do it. Over to Sue. I think she's still here. No, she's not here. I guess she had to go back to work. Roger's saying yeah. More people... Meek equals more tithes for the church. Sure. Roger's also saying, OMG, which I think is, oh, my God. It's over already? No, it's never over, Roger.
Unfortunately, those shows, not the shows, but the situations are never over. The hatred is never over. And we would like it to be over. We prefer not to talk about it if it doesn't exist, but because it does, you know, it exists, so we need to talk about it. But yeah, I see Nell said, yes, they do have different Bibles, just worded a little different. That's true. The Torah is a little bit different from the Bible. The Quran for the Islam is way, way different. I remember reading it, and it's way, way different. But that's okay. Nell said, I will speak my mind, and if someone doesn't like it too bad, I try to speak with love and light. Yeah, sometimes what we say, we need to to change how we see it. If you say, you know, things that you know might be difficult for other people to hear it, just say it with love. Just say everything with love and light. Just say it, you know, kind of like nice and smooth and flowing and all natural. Nell said, great show, but have to go and feed a small baby puppy. Thank you all. Thank you for sharing that, Nell. Roger said, right, Sharon, not speaking about cancer doesn't make it go away. Exactly, yep. And unfortunately, people think that when we stop talking about it or we cover everything up and we just ignore things, we ignore looking up at the skies and this, you know, the change of weather or see the pollution and stuff like that, then it won't go away. It continues to happen. And the more we deny it, the more it'll happen. So, you know, you did the math. I think for me, that's it. If you would like to, I'll pass the talking stick to Jim soon. If you would like to share those shows, please do go to, you know, just click the share button and share it on Facebook, Twitter, or any kind of social media. If you guys would like to, again, offer any other topic in our different shows that we have, send us messages. We'll be thrilled to have one of your ideas because this is kind of like your show. So, you know, yeah. I hear there is no sound. I hope that everyone are doing well and people can hear me. Anyway, Talking Stick is yours, Jim. See you. Jim? Hello? Jim? Oh, okay. You hear me fine, but I don't hear Jim.
Hear me now?
Thanks. Yeah. Where did he go?
I have no idea what the mics are doing, but it's how we say things that's really important. So, okay, I will finish this out with a little bit of music, which I hope I wasn't queuing up while the show was on, but I might have had the things backwards. Bye, you all. Taking us off, Sharon?
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you this Sunday with a brand new show. Until then, take care of yourself. And don't worry, the deniers will continue to deny. But you do whatever you need to do, which is be yourself and work with what you have. And be joyful with what you have because that's life. See you again soon. Bye. Take care.